you'll recall that XBRL has come up in some panels at the Association for Government Accounting or Association of Government Accounting leadership meeting we covered recently. Last week, the House Oversight Committee discussed the possibility of using XBRL to help track the stimulus bill spending and recovery.gov. But for those who came late, what is XBRL exactly? We posed that question to Joe Cull, a director at PricewaterhouseCoopers and a former deputy comptroller for federal financial management at the Office of Management and Budget.
XBRL is an extension of XML, which is a machine language that allows computers to talk to each other. What XBRL does is extend that and allow data to move over those machines in a standardized form. The simplest analogy I can give is the idea of tagging the data, much like we barcode documents, packages, brochures, and whatnot that's optically scanned. And I think the key to XBRL is not only in its standardization, but in the fact that to take advantage of the standardization, you have to come to agreement on definitions and terms. Basically, what we're doing with XBRL is moving from a system-centric data environment to a data-centric environment so that the information can move virtually over any system that can read the barcodes around the data.
Call says that just as XML makes it possible for text and graphics to be displayed and rendered across different kinds of personal computers and different web browsers across the internet, XBRL makes it possible to move, display, and analyze huge sets of mostly financial and business data across different platforms and software applications for different end results. Last fall, Cull co-authored a report for the Association of Government Accountants outlining a demonstration program in Oregon where AGA wanted to see how XBRL could be used to tag the state's comprehensive annual financial report.
And what we tried to do was see if we can take certain schedules in the CAFR report, which is the comprehensive annual financial report that all state and local governments have to prepare. And we're numbering here about 88,000 state and local governments, so it's a pretty big population. And we wanted to see what it would take to begin developing a taxonomy that would be able to allow the tagging of that kind of information. It was a total research project. We weren't going to do what the SEC was doing with XBRL, which was tagging the FASB standards. We were just trying to do an experiment. We selected about 160 data elements. We worked with the National Association of State Treasurers, Auditors, and Controllers, NASAC. We work with GASB. We work with AGA. We work with the State of Oregon in trying to develop, you know, there's a lot that needed to be done. We learned a lot of holes in the system about agreeing on definitions and things like that. And it does prove that it's very possible to be able to develop a taxonomy that could be extended to capture the data that's in the CAFR report.
It should be noted that XBRL is an open standard developed by volunteer teams of programmers developed in Europe for purposes of massaging large data sets of financial and business information. Joe Cull says if properly implemented, XBRL holds the potential to revolutionize government agency financial reporting in ways few have envisioned.
If you go to an XBRL environment in a holistic way, this is a worldwide movement. So you're talking about now the globalization of data.
Wow.
And if you're talking about banking systems and these kinds of issues and markets and things like that, this is where information is moving around the world. So, I mean, this is not being inconsistent at all. And I think it would be a real huge step forward for the federal government to start to look into this in a serious way.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll also hear from the man whose organization sponsored the Oregon CAFR XBRL project. And we'll also have a link to the full Oregon report online at federalnewsradio.com. This is really revolutionary stuff here.
It's really exciting that they might be able to use this to help with the transparency and to help just keep track of everything.
You know, and one other thing, Amy, that was really cool. Last week, Mr. Devaney, the new fellow who's in charge of the transparency board, said that one of the things that he used to do when he was the Inspector General at the Interior Department, he was able to provide the leadership of the agency with these flash reports. Whenever he saw something right. in the data that was merited their decision to, or their attention so they could take action with it, he would do a flash report. Well, he says that out of recovery.gov and ostensibly some of the data sets that come pouring in from the states and localities about the stimulus spending, he wants to be able to provide flash reports to President Obama and Vice President Biden. And the nice thing that Joe Kull told me here was that XBRL allows you to look at the data coming in and provide a certain amount of analysis almost in real time.
And it's almost impossible, and I'm one of these geeks, and for a long time now, I've been pushing people to cover financial management because I think, you know, with the old phrase, follow the money. Mm-hmm. You cannot know how things are performing
right.
if you can't follow where
That's
your money's
right.
going, if you don't even know where you're spending it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bush administration, well, we don't have another sec. We're fun. Okay, I'm wrapping up. this stuff is very, very important. And XBRL, I think, is a very interesting way of earlier we talked to the folks from Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and they went through a large scale replacement of their entire financial management system. This could help people do it in another way. Thank you very much, Max. It's a fascinating story.
More tomorrow, right, Max?
More tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive and also on federalnewsradio.com.